Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Jericus.
Hey, this is Kanan.
This is Matthew, and you are listening to the Glass House Podcast.
We are so grateful, man, that you guys are logging on to this podcast. Have you guys enjoyed the last couple of episodes, man? I'll tell you one thing. I'm excited today because me and Collins are actually in the same location. Wow.
They didn't even have to know that.
A mighty wonder.
We're social distance.
Okay, you know, that wasn't appropriate. Keenan is still in Texas, but we all right, though. It's good, man. Y'all all right, man? You good, Keenan?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Yeah. Man, how was Thanksgiving, bro?
I traveled like crazy. So, I mean, a flight from Boston to Philly, from Philly to Savannah.
Boston.
Come on.
Boston. It's the driving and the flying for me. It was the flying for me. But, you know, one of the most peaceful flights is that little flight from Philly to Savannah.
Don't mess with Slovana, Reverend. Don't mess with Slovana.
It was indeed beautiful, long but beautiful. But man, I mean, Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving. This year's weird, man. COVID just took everything. You can't see people like that. But the most important thing is that you're being safe. I feel like if we, by us doing what we're doing this year, we're preparing for Christmas. By social distancing, we can have a great Christmas and Thanksgiving next year, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What about you, Keenan? How was Thanksgiving, man?
For me, Thanksgiving was amazing, dude. This was the first official time that my family and my fiance's family came together.
Come on, together.
Right. So her family is in Atlanta. Of course, my family's in Savannah. They were like, hey, let's travel down for Thanksgiving. So we actually got in the car and drove, 10 hours? Almost 12 hours from Houston to Georgia, to Atlanta, to spend some time with them. So it was pretty cool. My mom was a little extra with all her mask and all her gear on.
Double mask. In the season, good.
Right.
Collins is a CDC worker, apparently, right?
I'm serious because this virus is out of control.
It is.
We have to be serious. And like I said, y'all know that we love our listeners. But at the end of the day, if you support Trump and that regime, that's your business.
This guy.
Right. But I'm going to be truthful. I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't support these claims that we can just be out here without masks.
I'm not with the bleach injection. I'm not with the bleach injection.
No, like it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like wear your mask, sanitize, social distance,
right.
Take care of your family, go to work, go home.
Like, yeah. And everybody, I hope everybody, man, had a Thanksgiving that was shaped like that, bro. The times are different, you know what I'm saying? And what's happening is what the CDC said would happen, bro. CDC said would happen. The numbers are going up. Every day we're meeting and beating a new record. So man, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, whether it was a Zoom party. Unfortunately, I had to work on Thanksgiving from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You know, got to work out here in the streets because I'm the one went and got all these bills, praise God. So, but can we talk about Keenan's hat today? Can we discuss the hat?
They can't even see the hat, but if you could see this hat.
It's vain. It's vain.
It's vain and it's fleshy.
It's not.
It's vain. It's a vain hat.
It's very fleshy.
With the logo on it, Doc.
With the logo.
He's got fleshy. The logo. Huh?
And then he has a K in the back. He's very fleshy.
Yeah.
It's the K on the wall for
He's now. Obsessed with it's the name. Bad, it's the name.
It's the name. He's very fleshy right
Listen,
now.
I love it, man. Hopefully.
Well, you know, I actually
Great Thanksgiving.
I actually grew up. I actually grew up not liking my first name, right?
Wow.
So,
my name is Matthew. Matthew.
Can see this. Listen, all right. So I used to not like my first name when I was younger. So I used to always go by my middle name, right? Like I used to try to go by my middle name.
Like Dante was better. Like,
people already knew. Right.
Like Dante was.
But better. I like Dante.
I feel that. No. I feel that, Keenan. I feel that. And I tried to...
But it was already too late. Everybody knew what my name was, right? But listen, so this is why I started laughing. So my used-to-be fiance is in the background, like, writing notes.
Got it.
Because After Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, all of our family, we surprised our family with our marital ceremony.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's like sending messages like, oh, you're married now too.
I love it. I wish people now, if you're going to watch the replay on this on Facebook Live or YouTube, you're going to see Keenan with this green sticky note that says you're married to and two underlined with a squiggly line, not a straight one, a squiggly line that says you are married. Well, congratulations, Keenan.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Yeah, on your marriage, right? Yeah, life is changing for you, bro. Like, no, and my joy. Yeah. Don't mess with me. We got a mic up in this piece today, too. And my joy. Listen, man, again, you guys, welcome to the Glass House Podcast, man. We're so happy that every single week you guys have been tuning in. You guys have been a part of the conversation that we've been having. Listen, if you have been enjoying this podcast, do not forget to leave a 5-star review and to drop a few notes about what you've learned from our episodes, about whatever insight or inspiration you've gained from our episodes. Mm-hmm. We're so great. And listen, if you got any questions or anything you want us to talk about in particularly, this is only season one. Season two is going to get better and better. And maybe we'll flip the script and do one of your suggestions on season one, because we really want you to be a part. And thank you for being a part of our extended family from all over the world. You can't tell us nothing now that we've reached over the 100 mark downloads. We're going all the way up.
You just made me remember this song. People all over the world, dun, 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 going in, dun, 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 dun.
We're going to play this song.
That could really be, the Love Train can really be an intro. Like, I feel it. But yeah, we're happy. We're so happy to have you. We are very happy. Grady, tell us, what's today's episode like?
Today we are talking about, so you know the podcast is called The Glass House, right?
Yeah.
And so we're in a way navigating through a multiplicity of different rooms in the glass house, because the reason why it's the glass house is because we talk about our raw reality, transparency, we talk about current events and all that great stuff is spirituality. So this week we are entering into the sunroom. Right? It's time to shine light, not just on you, but to shine light on your passions, your dreams, and your desires. And maybe not also, but just shining light, but bringing awareness to what it is, why you've been created. I don't think our assignment is to specifically tell people why they were created, but you need to know that you are not the consequence of some cosmetic coincidence. Oh, your parents may have unplanned you, but you've been on purpose. Keenan try to act like everything I say so deep. So my deep. God. Right. So, but no cap, though, for real, though, I think all of us, as young as we are, we have learned not only how to discover our purpose, but how to put fuel to our passions. Because if you're spiritual, you do know that purpose is God's preference for your life, but it requires your participation. And a lot of things just happen. Things do just happen, but some things happen because you make them happen, right? Yeah. So, and so that's what we're going to talk about today, man. And I think to segue into that, maybe we can all give a brief synopsis of where we are right now. And then we'll get into how we got there. And hopefully through this dialogue with us, we'll be able to assist you. Now, before we keep going, somebody is listening to our podcast. You've graduated college already. Somebody listening, you're working a job that you're working from high school. Mm-hmm. Can't decide if you want to go back to college. Somebody's on this podcast right now. They're debating. They're in their 12th grade year. They're debating on what college they want to go to, or do they want to join the military.
Yeah.
Somebody's on here deciding if they want to go back and get that master or the doctorate degree because they're not working in the field of where they got their undergraduate degree from. So people are in different lanes. And I want to go ahead and kill the notion that we're not saying you have to go to college in order to be successful in life.
Absolutely.
But what
we are
saying is that some successes are planned, and those are the ones we feel more accomplished and more comfortable with when we actually do succeed.
Absolutely.
Some things happen by accident, and then we're surprised about how we got there, right? And so for me, I'm the only one on the podcast who started college a little bit later than you two. Keenan is blowing kisses to his wife while we're on podcast. So, I got in college a little bit later than you guys did versus you guys went straight out of high school. And so we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to discuss how we can help people in discovering their purpose and their passions. All right. So maybe, Collins, you go first, man. Tell people where you are in life, what you're doing, and how in the world did you end up at Yale? So help us.
Well, it's dope. God is great, y'all. I mean, like when I think about purpose, I think about how we often plan things. And there's a saying that always says, if you want to make God laugh, tell God your plan.
Yeah.
Because your plan is ridiculous. It is funny. It makes no sense. You think it makes sense, but it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But the craziest thing is that God's plan, or the plan that the universe has for you, and the path that you go on makes no sense. None of it makes sense until it makes sense, and it never makes sense.
Absolutely.
But you're satisfied with it in the end. And so I would say that my journey, I went to Morehouse for undergrad, greatest institution on earth, in the AUC, in what I know as the Black Mecca of schools, Clark Atlanta, Morehouse College, Spelman, Morehouse School of Religion, Morehouse School of Medicine, Clark Atlanta grad.
Go ahead and advertise for Morehouse. Yeah, advertise for Morehouse. AUC,
the Atlanta University Consortium.
Yeah,
I went there and to Morehouse there, and it was wonderful. And so God had to kind of change my path. My passion at first was to go to the military. And, you know, me and Matthew have similar we had similar type of paths.
Yeah.
And so I thought that my call was to go to the military, be a chaplain, you know, after that, you know, kind of pastor, whatever, you know, I'll be simple, satisfied. But, you know, God kind of transformed my path, you know, unexpectedly.
Isn't that okay, though?
It's fine.
Somebody's like, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
No, it's fine, because you have to be open to the changing of that. And so one thing that God had to kind of show me in my own life was that things that I thought I wanted, my cravings begin to change.
So good. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I began to desire things that I thought I would have never desired. And so instead of applying to 20 schools, only applied to one, right? So when I visited Morehouse, I said, there's something here that's beckoning me, you know, to accept this thing that I haven't dreamed about all my life. I haven't always wanted to go to this institution since I've been 5, you know, but
right.
Things have changed. And when you are stepping into purpose, although it is scary, I really feel something here. Although it is scary, although you don't know, you feel something beckoning you into a realm of what seems to be impossible, but what will become possible while you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
And so while I took that step, that leap of faith, jumped off that cliff, did something that I had no clue what I was going to do, studying a major that nobody thought would reap any type of benefit or harvest. I was not a business major. I was not an econ major. I was a religion major, right? So studying something that people did not understand, not only did God bless me to go to that institution because it was linked to my purpose, right? But God also paved the way and paved the way, right?
Yeah.
And so when I followed my purpose, when I followed the path that I felt like God had for me, God paid for it in the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just a testimony. In whatever way that God shows you while you're doing what you're called to do, that I told you to do this, you know it, even if people still can't see it, even after the blessing, right?
That's so good, bro.
And you have to be confident and know that what God has called you to is something that is worth celebrating, even if you got to celebrate it by yourself.
Yeah,
right. So even if you got to walk that road alone, just you and what you know to be your purpose and your call, right? That's enough. And so now I'm a Master of Divinity candidate at Yale University Divinity School in New Haven, Connecticut. And it is wonderful, not only did God pave the way at Morehouse, but God has been paving the way and continues to pave the way at Yale. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. And God has my future.
Yeah.
So one thing I can say about purpose is that I never thought about any of these things.
Yeah.
I never.
Right.
My goal was to be a chaplain and to be a pastor of a little small church after I retired. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
But the Lord seems to have bigger plans. And so we're thinking about doctoral work. We're thinking about PhDs and all these types of things. And so you have to be open and you have to be willing to take that leap. Right. And when people can't see it, you got to be confident that what you see is enough.
That's good. What you see right. is enough. I love that. Yeah. You know, and that segues into Kenan's thoughts about where he is. You know, and I think the challenge that most people have, you know, and Kenan, I want you to be able to speak to that, is what they see isn't always enough, because sometimes what you see and what you feel don't always line up. You can see one thing, but you can also feel another. And that denotes the fact that oftentimes we have to understand as young adults, your feelings are supposed to be indicators, not dictators. Mm-hmm. Your feelings indicate to or from a thing, but it should not determine a thing. Because oftentimes, like someone like me, you know, who felt like plan A didn't work, so it took me forever to get in gear for plan B, right? And so Kenan, you know, your journey is a bit, you know, I remember in a particular season of your life when you finished your undergraduate degree and there was a job offer for you to stay in Savannah before you went to Atlanta. I'm like, bro, take the job at Huber Middle School, bro. You could be a counselor. Just don't leave. You know, your heart and your future required, Atlanta was necessary. It was. Because Texas was a part of the plan. So maybe you can kind of share where you are as well. By the way, if you listen to this podcast, don't be flaky. Share this with somebody right now if you feel some level of connectivity with what it is you've been called to do. And some of y'all listen like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing the next 2 years. So Kenan, hit me with it.
Right. No, man, that definitely goes into my exact story, man. Something that I heard earlier this week while I was in one of my staff meetings, we talked about passion and purpose, right?
Yeah.
And the definite, well, the one of the definitions that we found of passion is it's like that lifelong thing that basically you just can't get rid of, right? If I was in church, if I was in a Baptist church, I would say it was who was it that said it was like fire that shut up in my bones or whatever? You get
in my bones.
Like, it's that thing that you just can't get rid of. And I think how you go about it can be in any different way or form, right? So for me, I've noticed that I am a people person.
Yeah.
I'm a people person. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, rather that's through preaching, rather that's through helping someone, counseling someone, rather that's through singing, rather that's through any of these different gifts that I may have, it still boils down to helping people, right?
Yeah.
So I think we have to first kind of identify broadly what is our passion, like what is our overall passion, right? And when we think about what is our passion, that drives us or pushes us to purpose. Because the purpose is the fulfillment of that passion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, some people just don't know their passion, bro.
Right. So what is your passion? What do you like to do, right? So to that young lady who's listening, who likes to do hair, right? Cool. Now think about more than just doing hair. What connectivity do you have with your clients while you're doing here?
Yeah.
What is it there? You get what I'm saying? Like the purpose is to make sure that your client has a nice hairdo. But the passion is my artwork, or the passion is that conversation, or being able to be their therapist for that, you know, hour to 2 hours or however long that hairdo takes, right? So for me, y'all, I love Savannah, Georgia, right? Yeah. My heart. Matthew knows this, like Savannah, Georgia.
I'm sorry, I just don't feel the way you feel about this place. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Man,
and Colin seems to love Savannah when he visits, and I'm just trying to figure out what is it. I guess I'm learning to, and Kenan would always, you know, tell me to do this. I'm learning to embrace the place that has been nothing but good to me, you know? A lot of times people are like, if I just move away, I'll get a better promise on my life. And I can't think of one bad experience I've had with finding jobs, with finding, you know, employment, finding residence. Like, Savannah's been better than me than I actually thought it would be. I wasn't trying to rhyme there, but since I'm rhyming, let me go hit my Biggie Smalls. You know what I mean? But, you know, to that, and keep going, Kenan. But I'm just saying, I've learned to embrace the season.
Yeah, man, no. Yeah, man, no, listen. And one thing that I've always learned is, you have to grow wherever you plant it, right?
That's so
grow
good,
wherever
bro.
You're planted. Yeah. Literally, grow wherever you're planted. Figure out, study the ground that you're in. Study the places that you're in, right? So for me, it was Savannah. For undergrad, I did not want to leave Savannah.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. There may be somebody listening that can relate to this. When I was in high school, maybe until my junior year, yeah, I really didn't understand what college was.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't understand what college was. Some of my friends were talking about like HBCUs and stuff like that. I didn't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a kid that grew up in East Savannah. Yeah. The last thing on anybody's mind was college.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know? Right. I can attest to the differentiations and all of that. Mm-hmm. All I do remember, I heard about college and all of that, but the differentiations was something that didn't come with my understanding. So all I remember is my sister saying, "Oh, well, you shouldn't go to an all-black school. I don't know if you would like it, personally." So yeah, that's what I remember. But yeah, I could definitely attest to part of that. Yeah, indeed.
Man. So yeah, man. For me, it was Savannah. All I knew was Savannah, right? Mm. So of course, I went to the black school that was there. You know, I had the opportunity of maybe going to Armstrong or whatever. Well, I'm gonna be real, and Matthew can talk about it too. I wasn't the best student in high school. I think
I'm not the best student in college. I'll be honest about that.
Oh my god,
dude! High school, I was not the best student, right? So I got out of high school. I wasn't the best student. I think I got out with like C's or whatever. Cool, I got out.
Made it.
I always wanted to be like the class clown and the cool guy in high school, whatever. So I got out of high school, and for me, that was a major accomplishment for my family.
Yeah.
I was like the first male in my family to graduate
from high school. Same here, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I did that, and I go to Savannah State. I go to Savannah State University. First of all, Savannah State was the only place that would even allow me to come in there. Right. Yeah. So we hear the story about Shannon Sharp, who says, you know, Savannah State allowed him that opportunity as well. And for him to be able to go from, you know, the only options he had was either jail or possibly, you know, dying. Mm-hmm. Like literally Savannah State was that only place for me that say, listen, if you take this placement test and you get in, you got it. You got it. So, you know, so I did that or whatever, went into Savannah State, and Savannah State was a beautiful, beautiful place for me, man. But when we're talking about passion and stuff like that, I went into Savannah State thinking that, okay, music was going to be my end-all be-all.
Uh-huh.
But music wasn't my end-all be-all. Music was just my beginning. So I want to let anybody know who's listening, and I'm trying to wrap it up. We'll cover more of that story or whatever later. But what I'm basically saying is, wherever you are now, make the best out of what you're doing in this moment, right?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Right, like, make the best, please, whoever you're around, whatever you're doing, whatever job you're working or whatever. I've worked so many, you know, jobs or so many different things that now I'm in a place where I can now look back at those jobs and look back at those different experiences and be thankful for them because I did my best in wherever I was.
Absolutely. And that is what purpose is all about. You cannot decide whether you should go.
Yeah.
Right. But you have to understand that sometimes life will bring you to a situation where you have to surrender and say, Lord, I don't know, but you know.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to do the best I can in this space, even when it makes no sense. Right.
Right.
And while you're doing it, those things begin to make sense. I definitely feel you on that.
I think part of that is, man, understanding that failure is inevitable. We said this on one of our previous episodes, and I don't think people really heard it in emphasis, that you're going to a part of discovery is the idea of finding something out. the idea of not just a grand revelation when there's a moment of awakening, but it's the aspect in which you come to the fact that I don't like doing this, or I don't like doing that. And don't beat yourself up because you've invested time into pursuing a particular thing.
Sure.
Part, the advantage that we have, if the Lord allows, if you're spiritual and if time or Zeus or whoever allows it, you know, whoever allows it, if you're doing that, can you stop laughing? We have more days in front of us than we do behind us.
Yeah.
So part of that is getting 3 years into a bachelor's program and realize I don't like what I'm studying, right? Part of that is going about, and part of that is failing, right? It's not a failure if you just got it wrong, but you had to do it that way so you can realize you don't like going that way, right? Direction, right. Direction is more important than speed. Life is not about how fast you can go through chapters. Life is more so about how intentional you are going through chapters. Because if things were just a lesson and you can't find a blessing in it, then you're not learning anything about life.
Yeah.
You know, there's a benefit, man. And in particularly with me, you know, I immediately, you know, left high school and went straight to work because I was so upset or in fury that I didn't go the military route. I spent so much time regretting not walking that journey that I delay the next chapter. Oftentimes what we do, man, and all of us do this in every area of our lives, especially when it comes to post-secondary education or whatever it is, we spend so much time crying that we don't invest that time in getting up, right? Like, how long are you going to be mad that, you know,
right?
How long are you going to be mad that, well, I don't like social work? Well, move on! You know, nobody is holding you back from moving on. That's a word for somebody on this podcast. Like, you know, I'm sad because I'm making a 29 on the ASVAB. They finally call, like, you know, we done lowered the scores. Can you just be a cook? I'm like, I ain't no cook. Can you just be a cook? Nah, player, I'm not cooking. I can't. If I don't cook in real life, I ain't cooking them little bags of food. I'm not cooking.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Shout out to the cooks. Shout out to the cooks in the military.
Hey, they appreciate you. We appreciate you, player, but that wasn't me. You know, I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. So, man, I say, you know, I'm going to work at Monkey Joe's. Like, I mean, come
yes,
on.
Yes,
I'm at Monkey Joe's saying, welcome to Monkey Joe's. You know, and at that point, you cool, because in 2015, I graduated high school, and I'm straight, cool, calm, copacetic, because I'm like, you know what? I'm good. And then there's a point where you're working, and you realize there has to be more. So then I quit Monkey Joe's, go to Ross, and stand at the door, welcome to Ross. You know, and I'm standing up at Ross when I'm like, this is an easy job. I done slipped up, got a little 9-to-5 situation going on. But is this really it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this really all that God has for me? Is this all? And I would be standing up at Ross writing notes to speak in schools. Here's the thing, I never spoken in a school before. Like, I'm standing up at Ross typing introductions, not the sermons, but the speeches.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, God, if you ever let me get the opportunity to speak in schools, I'll never let you down. Right? And so here I am, like, okay, God, here, you know, at Ross, is this not enough? And then go to Macy's, right? Asset protection. I'm catching shoplifters all day, every day. You know, and I'm like, this has to be more, right? Like, you know, you will be afraid of the time so you don't feel like there's more in you.
Yeah.
I think for our listeners, one important thing like that you said that I think we should highlight is we should not be afraid of time.
That's so good, Kenny.
Right? We have to, and I want you guys to talk about this as well. But I think we cannot be afraid of time, because we always hear bachelor's degree and then we think, oh, that's only should take me 4 years.
Yeah.
For some people, it may take 6.
Yeah,
for some people, it may take 8. You get what I'm saying? Because, like you said, direction is more important than speed.
Yeah.
So if you find out that, hey, I started off thinking I wanted to be an engineer or an IT person or whatever, now that they got me looking at all this stuff, I ain't really with it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's okay to change direction.
Yeah.
And I think we start thinking about time and say, oh, well, my friends did it in such and such time. And my mom or my dad did it in such and such time. And we think that way. For me, that was a big issue for me. Especially with preaching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that everything that my pastor did when he was young, I had to do.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought that kids. I had to be a pastor by 21. I thought I had to be married by 20. I thought, right. Because I kept hearing his story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But time is not, you can take your time.
Yeah, comparison.
You can take your time.
An important, yes, thank you for that. An important point in that is that comparison kills.
I love that.
And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The more you compare yourself, the more you cause more detriment to your own purpose.
Yeah.
It begins to deteriorate who you really are.
Yeah.
Right. Because God mm-hmm. has uniquely designed you to be who you are and to become more, right? Yeah. And your more mm-hmm. is never identical to someone else,
yeah.
right? And so you have to find your own voice. You have to find your own passion. You have to tap into your own creativity.
Yeah.
Because there will never be another you. No matter if you have a child and you name that child after you, there will never be truly another you.
Yeah.
DNA, who you are is so unique, right?
Yes.
And so comparison kills. And I think in our generation, millennials and Gen Z, I think an important thing that we have to grab is that we have to stop comparing ourselves to what people post on IG
yeah.
or to what people post on TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah.
Just because you see somebody with such and such and such and such, I promise you that people post their best selves and they never will post the worst of themselves.
You but right. You can preach to me. I will be a preacher when I grow up. I'm going to Yale, right?
Can I talk about that just for a moment?
Talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because people will always post their best, but never post their worst, because people are really more ashamed of themselves than they are proud of themselves, right?
Yeah.
And so it's insecurity that causes for them to say, oh, I just want to ball out. I want to fall. Let me post this. Let me prove something. And the truth of the matter is that their life is in shambles, right? And while you're working on you, you think they got something and they really don't have anything, right? And so you're focused on what they have, which is nothing, right? And what you need to be focused on is what you're doing, because what you're doing is you. It's your passion. It's your creativity. You have more in you than you realize. One thing I've been realizing even about myself in this time is that I can't compare myself to other people, because there's so much in me. I've started to write now. I've started to write poems. I've started mm-hmm. to put thoughts on a paper. Literally, somebody was struggling. Somebody in my life was really struggling with life the other day, and I read the poem to them, and it just helped them. It lifted them, right? And it
yeah.
was a
yeah.
poem for the situation. What if I didn't take that urge on the plane to write? And what if I didn't take that urge to say, I have more creativity in me? Somebody would not have been touched by my creativity. Even with this podcast, somebody is touched by our creativity.
Yeah.
Somebody is encouraged right. by this. This is because we have decided to step into purpose. And so you can't compare yourself to what such and such is doing and what they doing. No, what are you doing?
Every step out,
yeah.
every
yeah.
step in does not require stepping out.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to walk away from a lot to walk into something new.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes people who struggle with passion, they feel like they have to drop some stuff off to pick some stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is because we live in a culture where we have practiced dropping off and picking up so much as a habit that we don't realize you can keep what you got and still get more. Right. It's the poverty idea that in order to gain, you got to lose. Mm-hmm. I do believe sometimes in order to win, you have to lose. But I also believe that sometimes you can build on what you have and navigate your way into more. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in order for us to really examine the layers of passion, we have to first start examining the layers of interest. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you're going to be successful with identifying your passion, you've got to identify your interest. So part of that is coming into, remember this, you will keep, if you are not consistently evolving and becoming, you have stopped growing. No man can define that in you. No woman is going to, I'm sorry, and maybe it's being young, but you getting with some woman is not going to make you a whole man. Okay, let me go ahead and fix that real quick. Because I've heard somebody say on a video, you know, I met my wife and I became whole. Okay, I know you're doing the whole rib thing. That's my other rib. I'm cool with that, player. But no woman is bringing out the best man out of you. That's my, go ahead, Keenan. Right. I'm going to talk. And I don't want nobody to be offended. No. I had a girlfriend and they stood on me. Go ahead.
I was going to say.
Say it, Collins. My. Say it
right. My.
Go ahead, Keenan.
While we're talking, and you can keep going. I just want to classify it as we're talking about discovering passion and your purpose driving your passion, right? But yeah. When you figure those things out, you have to also, within your purpose, learn how to prioritize.
Yeah.
Right? So you got passion, you got purpose, and you got prioritize. And that speaks to what you were just talking about thinking that, okay, well, me getting with someone will make me whole.
Yeah.
No, that speaks to what Jerikis was just talking about what I see on Instagram, my Gucci shoes makes me a better person.
Yeah.
You got Gucci shoes and a Mercedes Benz, but you still staying at your mom's house.
With your mama. Not because you want to, but because you have to.
Yeah, because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and nobody asked you to keep up with the Joneses.
And your last name is Whitaker, and you're trying to keep up with Jones.
It was the Whitaker for me. No, but that's real. Like that's I can't even imagine what that. And I think all of us have. You know, we've all walked through seasons of comparison, and even sometimes to compare is not to be jealous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've looked at you two and think, man, I'm behind. Like, I've looked at, you know, when both of you guys are in Atlanta at the same time studying, I'm like, man, I'm so much behind. You can use that comparison to discourage you or inspire you.
Yeah.
Right? So you can look at your friend's life and you can be discouraged about the steps you haven't taken, or you can get inspired to start busting some moves.
Yeah.
It kills me. People like, I want to boss up, but you ain't working on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, We're not telling you have to work on what somebody else is working on to boss up. But what I am saying is that you don't move because the clock moves. You move when you move, right? Like, so I think a part of that is, man, it's okay to look at other people. Like, I looked at you guys both in Atlanta when you both were there. You know, I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, like, I got to hurry up. I was already too late in the game I was already too late in the game to say I had the option of going to live on a campus.
Yeah.
Like, I'd already had rent, I'd already had car notes, you know what I'm saying? I'd already had responsibilities here in Savannah, so I couldn't drop a whole lease to go get the college experience as it pertains to on-campus living. But I could have enrolled in the program, which I did, start going to school, and about to graduate, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, to be inspired is to not copy what you're doing. See, because copycats, here's the thing, clowns never become kings and kings never clown.
Right.
I'm going to just drop that off. Right. You and your homegirl can get that on the fly.
And that's good. That's good, because a copycat can only copy when there's a cat around, right?
So can I tell you guys something real
quick? Yeah, can not.
Cats around, right?
Yeah, I'm inspired because Raphael Warnock just commented on my status. Yeah. I just want you to just...
Oh, we bless God.
Let's talk about that. Talk about that, Matt.
Go ahead.
Right, I think before we leave, we got to talk about, like, how you were just talking about, you know, hey, when we were in Atlanta, I was getting my master's at ITC, Morehouse School of Religion. Jerikis was there at Morehouse College getting his bachelor's degree or whatever.
Yeah.
And Matthew... He's telling you about his situation. He's like, he has all of this stuff going on in Savannah. It's like, hey, man, you know, I got to do something. You get what I'm saying? And he just mentioned a guy's name who was willing to invest in him, right?
Next U.S. Senator from Georgia. Yes. Can we just put that out there? Flip Georgia blue. Did Georgia not flip blue? It flipped blue. Right, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Right, so Matthew calls me one day, and Matthew's like, bro, you would not believe.
Oh,
like,
man,
I may have the opportunity to come to Atlanta.
Get out of here.
And I think we need to talk about not to talk about the whole situation, but I think we need to talk about when we as people find ourselves, or we may see a good opportunity and then we feel like we missed out.
But
what do we do? How do we?
Yeah. No, I'm hearing you. No.
Yeah.
It hit me because I'm thinking about a situation when, you know, what's important to grasp sometimes is that you cannot see what other folks see in you, right?
Love that.
That is so true, right? And so I'm thinking about my own story in relation to Reverend Dr. Raphael Warnock. I'm thinking about my own story of both of our deans, Dean Lawrence Edward Carter, the founding dean of the Morehouse of Martin Luther King Jr. Chapel. And I remember Dean told me, he said, you should go to this institution. He was talking about Yale. And I said, well, that's not really what I want to do. You know, I knew what I wanted to do, right? I knew what I felt like I should do. But he said, he said something that I'll never forget. He said, you act like somebody has a shotgun against your head, forcing you to stay or to do something else.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What are you so afraid of, right? And that's something that I think that we often have to be reminded of, is that there is so much opportunity for us, but we will allow for our own perceptions and insecurities and low self-esteem to cripple us when so many other folk can see greatness in us. Yeah. Right. And it takes you to sit back and realize that there is so much in me, but if I allow for me to see this without switching the lens to allow for my future self to see the future me, then the present me will mess up what my future is.
That's so good, bro.
Right. And because while you're realizing something and you're contemplating your purpose and you're contemplating what you need to do, there are so many people that see you beyond where you are. Yeah. I often tell people this all the time. I say, you are so great. You have to remind your friends, you have to remind people, you are great. Like you are so creative.
Yeah.
Like you have so much to look forward to. They're like, oh, no, I don't. No, you're great. You're wonderful. Like you're the most creative person I've ever known, because you have to decide to see the future in people even though they're in their present.
So right? good.
That's linked to passion, and we can't see it because of our insecurities, right? Because of low self-esteem, because of trauma from our past, right? There are so many things that block us from realizing I have the greatest opportunities of my life. I can do some of the greatest things in these moments, but I can be the biggest enemy to me, right? It's the enemy, right? That's sometimes is the real enemy, right?
No, that's real, man. I think we have to allow our passion to become our purpose, and then maybe one day it can become our profession. Mm. There is no profession like a passionate one, right? And, you know, Keenan, you know, I'm going to tell your business because I'm your friend. You know, Keenan just got, I think one of his dream opportunities was to work full-time staff at a church. Congratulations!
Yes, sir.
You know, married and working full-time staff at a church.
Listen, but, that's know, the life.
You know, you always wanted to work full-time staff at a church. And I don't know, you know, you can help the listener here. I don't know how long we've been on podcasts, but some of y'all are like, oh, we keep going, but then y'all go tell me we've long with it. Now we can wrap it up, right? You know,
right,
Keenan, you know, you can talk about, man, all the other jobs you've had. Why does this one feel different? Why does youth ministry director at Gethsemane feel different than working at the Trade Center or... why does this go different,
man? So and that talks about passion, right? So I knew my passion was to be a people person. So any job that I always had was in customer service, right? So I've done the finish line jobs. I've done the enterprise, working for enterprise. Every kind of job I had, I was always out in the front kind of talking to people, right? But I always knew once I had the opportunity to intern at a be a full-time intern, and I wasn't getting paid. I was just interning at a church and saw full-time ministry. I was like, this is amazing, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, that first time, about that first glimpse that we all get at it, we're like, oh my God, like this is it. When we're really passionate about ministry and about stuff like that. So that then became my aim or became my goal. I was like, you know, God, I want to become I want to be in full-time ministry. And what's different about this position is not just the full-time benefits or the salary pay or whatever. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. But that's not just the difference. The thing is, like I said earlier, you have to realize everything that you have gone through prepares you for your current moment, Mm-hmm. Right. So my last job right before I got this one, I was working for an insurance company. I'm working for an insurance company answering phone calls, working from home, right? Mm. Not going to say I hated that job, but that job was very, very, not so much challenging. It was just like, it was just very pressing, right? Yeah. So it became very depressing as well. Like, I didn't want to wake up and literally listen to people complain.
Yeah. Bro. Complaining like, is depressing, right?
You listen to people complain from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You get what I'm saying?
That's annoying,
to
actually.
Where when you get off of your job, you become the complainer, and you don't even understand why.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just start complaining about anything.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I had to take what I learned from that job, how to talk to people, how to just in conversation change somebody's perception about what they're dealing with or about what they're going through at the moment. And when I got the opportunity to do what I'm doing now, it makes it easier for me because I've been through this challenge, right? I've been through this training ground that has kind of prepared me to be able to work in ministry and work around adults or work around, you know, youth or whatever that say, hey, I'm dealing with this. I'm going through this. I don't know how to get through it. Yeah. I may not be able to tell you the exact places on how to get to it, but me having a conversation with you, I should be able to change your perspective about how you look at what you're dealing with today.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
No, that's real, so, man. Yeah, I think, you know, part of that is, you know, I think we all walk through seasons where we haven't figured it out yet. Mm. Like, and you'll know when you're in your passion, when it doesn't feel like you're working a job.
Absolutely.
You know, there's just a job.
Yeah, that's
profession,
it.
Right. A job is to accomplish, to pay bills rather. And profession is something that you work towards. Like, you're not surprised by it.
Yeah.
And so for anyone listening to this podcast, we'll wrap it up today, man. I hope that that this is, you know, because our podcast is coming in the middle of the week. So I hope right now, as you are in the middle of your week or whenever you listen to the replay of this podcast, that you are in a season of discovery. I know we're just leaving Thanksgiving and now we're going into Christmas and it feels like you've lost so much of 2020, right? Because the year went by so fast, much of it in quarantine. You've not been wasting time. You've been wearing time. And what will happen in the midst of that process is you get to determine where you go. 2020 is almost over, right? Like, we're in December now at this point. Like, it is what it is. Like, you know, like, it's going to be what it's going to be. But what are you going to do now until later that begins to shape the rest of your life? You know, you got to start busting moves, man. I think in every season of your life, it does require a break, but you got to start working on something.
Yep.
You got to be intentional about what you're working on, man. And know that you're not, you know, I've been there, bro. You're not left out, right? You're not behind time. You're not, you know, who are you catching up with? You know what I'm saying? You may be the first in your family to do something, but if you do it right, you won't be the last. That's what we got today, man. Hopefully you guys have been. Did y'all enjoy this podcast? Keep it 100 now.
Please leave a review. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, leave a review. Don't get off and talk about us now. We know y'all talked about our sound pretty bad on the first episode. We're doing better now. We got mics and all.
We're trying to do a little better.
Maybe if you donate some money, we'll buy some new mics. What, player? What? Wow.
Come
on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. We taking donate. We ain't asking for no money, but if you want to get some, leave it in the car. We'll come pick it up. What?
Wow.
Well, we got three different mailing addresses on here.
Right.
For me.
It's Matthew R. Grady 1. Grady 1, since we're doing that.
Wow.
Right. But, man, thank you. We cannot express it enough. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Absolutely.
We've literally
watched
it turn into reality, and you guys are being inspired by it. So thank you so much for watching our podcast. My name is Matthew.
My name is Jarikas.
And I am Keenan.
And you have tuned into the Glass House
podcast. Peace out, family. We'll catch you next week. And until later, keep it raw, keep it in reality, and keep it transparent. And bye. Peace out.
Yep.
Peace out.
Peace.